Now, when you look up the word dog in the Bible, it's not a very positive study, okay? And so, you know, there's all kinds of things that, if you look up dog in a Bible encyclopedia, they've got some weird things in it. Just get rid of those books. But, you know, in this particular passage, he's speaking metaphorically, beware of dogs. Now, he also says beware of evil workers and beware of the concision. And I'm going to get into this because in context, he's talking about the Jews, the people in the Jewish religion, and the people who are coming in to the churches and saying you have to be circumcised in order to be saved. Well, listen, baptism is a works. If you have to be baptized to be saved, it's works. If you have to be circumcised or go to church or do the works of the law, the Bible is very clear that that is not something that you have to do to be saved. And so there is an element that's coming into the church very early on in the church in the first century, and they're teaching work salvation. And guess what? There's that element today that comes into churches and tries to sugarcoat it and turn it all around and, you know, teach work salvation. And it's time that instead of, you know, coddling it and just, you know, saying it's not that big of a deal, that we say, beware of this thing. And you say, well, what do you mean by that? Well, look, I know of a church right now, you know, just talking to some people up in Virginia, and they said, you know, they were preaching. They talked to the pastor multiple times, and the pastor said, absolutely, faith alone. You don't have to repent of your sins to be saved or anything like that. It's just faith alone. And what do they have out in their track racks all through? Repent of your sins, chick tracks and stuff like that. And they confront them about it. No, I don't believe that. But they never take it down. They never take the tracks down. So they've got this poison out in the lobby, and people are, you know, they're just, you know, just disseminating it on whatever they call soul winning and so on. And it's just dangerous. And then, you know, that's not right. And, you know, I heard the pastor, you know, the pastor is pacifying certain people, right? Sugarcoating it. And they had a man in the church that's like a leader, an assistant or something like that, a song leader or whatever. And the pastor stood in the pulpit and said, you know, you don't have to repent of your sins to be saved. You just have to have faith alone. And the guy behind him says, well, I did that. Or I did both, I think he said. He said, just have to believe. You don't have to repent. And the guy behind him said out loud to the congregation, well, I did both, you know. And somebody should have took him and thrown him out the front door. He shouldn't have been able to pass go or anything, because the Bible says beware of dogs. And I'm going to get into this in just a minute. But that was disloyal. And this guy, instead of warning the congregation and the flock, he's just letting the false prophets right in the church, trying to be popular or whatever. And, you know, now all of a sudden, you know, he's run off all the soul winners in his church. All the good, you know, godly soul winners in the church are all gone. Some of them are coming here. And so I just say we got to be careful.